Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a wrap-up of our afternoon markets. All the market details coming up when we come back right after this.
I'm going to put up some hay before long, and I saw that GoBob has red rhinos. I thought I'd seen him run down the street when I left the bar last night.
No, Ernie, Red Rhino is the leading maker of hay handling and hauling equipment. GoBob Pipe and Steel have several Red Rhino models to make your hay experience better.
I've seen that black rhino leaving the bar before, but never the Red Rhino.
Ernie, GoBob Pipe and Steel is the exclusive distributor of Red Rhino hay equipment. They have trailers in five lengths from 21 to 42. 2 feet.
Well, I got a lot of hay. Can I get the rhino and the hay on one trailer?
Ernie, GoBob also has a double-wide trailer and just about anything you could imagine from Red Rhino to make your hay handling job more productive.
Well, Earlene wants me to quit drinking so I can still see my Red Rhino if I get one.
Folks, take it from me and not Ernie. GoBob Pipe and Steel has everything you need to make your life easier on the farm. Come see us online at GoBob.com.
Tell them Ernie and old Red Rhino sent you.
Well, strong buyer support quickly developed on the first trading session of May today. The main focus was seen through cattle futures, where triple-digit gains developed. Hog prices were holding firm support based on fundamental undertones. Now, triple-digit gains continued to be seen through the cattle market as traders remained focused on rebounding buyer interest after the first of the month. The focus in the complex seemed to be intent on helping to draw support to summer contracts. As far as live cattle was concerned, the futures moved higher early on, with the focus on early month trade taking over the complex. This has brought about increased commercial support to the market, bringing triple-digit gains into all three markets. Now, the feeder cattle nearby gains rebuilt triple-digit gains today following a mid-morning slump to the cattle market as buyers continue to focus on stepping back into the complex after the first of the month. Focus on moving contracts back from the sharp losses seen over the last couple of weeks was helping to bring increased market support across the cattle complex. The grain futures were mostly lower today, cut by forecasts for better weather this week that encouraged a little profit taking overnight on the heels of last week's rebound. Outside markets had a bit of a holiday feel as some were closed for May Day. Big speculators extended their newfound enthusiasm for ag, adding 222,000 contracts to their net long position in crops and livestock as of Tuesday, according to Friday's commitment of traders. Now, wheat prices lower today, but held to an inside day so far with following bullish reversals in some contracts on Friday. Corn prices also were lower today, but old and new contracts were holding above 200-day moving averages following choppy two-sided trade overnight. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.